It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. It is Small Business Saturday today. So you know what you have to do, right? You know you need to get out there and support small businesses today and every day, really. But today especially because so many of them have put so much into this special day designated to highlight them across our country. And those small businesses need your support. So, not only do they need your support, but you can find one-of-a-kind special gift items if you go to those small businesses. And so I'm really excited about today. Really excited to get you. Hopefully you're in the car and you're hearing the show today because you're on your way to small businesses. Maybe you're between small businesses right now. You stopped at one already. You're on your way to the next one. Maybe that's what's happening right now and that's how you're listening to us. Or maybe you're just carrying us around with your phone and the Civic Media app and you're using your network and you're just bringing the show into small businesses. Either way, I really appreciate you for getting out there, supporting your community, supporting your neighbors and friends and people who make our community special and unique. And we're going to highlight some of the local community efforts here today with guests from the Middleton Chamber and also the Sun Prairie Chamber. We'll talk about Dane Buy Local and some of their efforts today as well. And just in general, the idea of the impact of this day for small businesses to get that perspective for you. So to kick off today's show, we do have Kate Miller with us here during the show. Happy to have Kate on the line with us. Kate, how are you today? Thanks for being part of Let's Get Local today.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and our small business owners are the most wonderful people out there.
Kate with the Middleton Chamber. Kate, first off, tell people a little bit about the Middleton Chamber and your activities and what you're helping your small businesses with today.
Yeah, so, you know, we work really hard to make sure that we are marketing and promoting our small businesses and our community. We do everything we can to support them with resources that they need. I think we all know that the last couple of years have been pretty tough on some of our small businesses. So connecting them with resources that kind of help them get through and then connecting them with the community to get out there and help support them.
Kate, as a leader of a chamber, what do you feel are some of the most crucial things that you can do for your members? So I know you have small businesses. Chambers are everyone in the community, right? You can have all business members there. But before we really highlight the small businesses, what is the overarching goal of the Chamber of Middleton?
I think the overarching goal is advocacy. You know, advocacy for our entire business community. And I think any chamber leader will tell you that, you know, we work really, really hard for our individual communities, but also understand the impact that each individual city around Dane County has to the overall vitality of our state.
So much to be gained for going local, and we talk about it all the time. Middleton has this wonderful, you know, it's just a wonderful community. So many unique businesses right in Middleton as well. There's been a lot of transformation with areas of Middleton where you can just, a lot of great shops where you can walk to the next shop and experience all these different things in one setting. So talk about that a little bit, Kate, about how Middleton has really transformed and the type of experience people who haven't been there before can experience if they come to Middleton.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially today, take advantage of this weather. We have a beautiful downtown area that has really been revitalized. There's some green space that has been transformed into what we call the Stone Horse Green, where there's a stage and, you know, places for people to gather in between shopping at boutique retail stores and locally owned restaurants. And it's just very quaint. And, you know, I think part of shopping small, many times those businesses are in a downtown or, you know, within a few blocks. So, you know, you're also helping to ensure that you're reducing pollution, you know, because a lot of them are walkable. So we've got a beautiful downtown area. And then if you want to shop at more of the larger retail outlets, we have the Greenway Station. So we've got it all. And when you get tired of shopping, you can pop off and have a cold beer or a nice, refreshing margarita or soda at one of our great restaurants.
So many great local restaurants out there, too. And that's something I always try to remind people as we're talking with Kate Miller of the Middleton Chamber is when you're out, also don't forget about those local restaurants and establishments that when you take your break from your shopping or take a break from what you're doing to get, you know, food or get a drink. There's so many wonderful, unique places right in that area, right in that community. So look for them, find them. They really have some great ones in Middleton as well. Long Table Beer Cafe, one of my favorites. You can always stop there. So many other good places right in Middleton if you're shopping in Middleton today. And like Kate mentioned, the weather. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better weather for Small Business Saturday. So hopefully people are getting their steps in as well today. Kate, let me ask you a little bit about the activities of small businesses today and just how critical this date is for so many of them. We know the fourth quarter is very important in retail, but for small businesses, it's even that much more important. So talk a little bit about the impact people can make by shopping local today.
Yeah, I mean, you can make an impact both to those small business owners, but to your community as a whole. Just, you know, one statistic is that, you know, when you spend $100 at a locally owned business, $68 stays within the community, versus a non-locally owned business where only $43 stays in the community. So really you're helping those small business owners, but you're also kind of overall helping the vitality of the community that you live in and work in and love so much.
We're talking with Kate Miller over at the Middleton Chamber. The website is middletonchamber.com, middletonchamber.com. On Facebook, they're Middleton WI Chamber. And Kate, you know, there are a lot of activities that go into the chamber, a lot of things you're trying to accomplish and help businesses with. And you talk about advocacy being one of the most important things. Also, you know, there are a lot of meetings, connection opportunities, right, for small businesses at the chamber and businesses in a single community that the chamber kind of helps orchestrate. Talk about that piece of your role in Middleton and how you're trying to help these businesses find each other, connect with each other, and basically find opportunities where they can work together to lift each other up.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a lot of networking opportunities for the business community to connect, whether you're business to business or business to consumer. You know, people who work at businesses shop and eat out as well. So just connecting people, letting everybody know what's available in the community, and then also making sure that those small business owners are provided with free professional development opportunities to help them with their business grow. Again, understand what resources are out there. You know, a lot of them are facing workforce shortages and trying to get an idea of, you know, what they can do to make sure that they are staffed, which I just want to say right now, everybody, be kind to those small business owners, those folks working in small businesses. They're doing the best they can, and maybe give yourself an extra, you know, 30 minutes when you're out shopping today so you're not rushed. If things take a few minutes longer, just take a deep breath and thank those small businesses and those employees that are keeping the economy going.
Great message, Kate. And I think we all need to put that into our kind of our temperament at this point, you know. And it's more enjoyable. I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes there's a lot on our plate. We're trying to accomplish a lot. But if you're heading out today, enjoy the weather. Take a breath. Enjoy this wonderful November day in the process. And one other thing I think is so fun and really can help connect you to the business when you go out, if you're out shopping today on Small Business Saturday, is spending a little time talking with the people you encounter who are working at these small businesses. Might be the owner that you're talking to, or it might be a longtime employee who's really invested in that. You get to know them, you get to know why they're there, what they're all about, and the service they're trying to provide. And I think it's a wonderful experience for you as the customer as well. If you get to know them a little bit, because it helps kind of bring that home, that message of what the dollars you're spending at that small business really mean. They mean so much more than just you buying an item from a store.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can get gifts that you can't get anywhere else. The Regal Find in Middleton has over products from over 100 local artists. So you're supporting both that shop and artists throughout the state. So there's that trickle effect that happens, and you're just, if you stop and think about how you're contributing to so much within the economy and what you're doing for those local businesses, I think you should feel really, really good about it.
We're talking with Kate Miller over at the Middleton Chamber today, highlighting Small Business Saturday on Let's Get Local. Kate, before I let you go, just wanted to ask you one more thing about the Dane by Local connection with the Chamber. Why has it been important for the Chamber to tie into Dane by Local and that resource in our community?
Yeah, I think, like I said, each community contribute has an effect on Dane County as a whole. So, supporting, I'm here to be the champion for Middleton. However, support small businesses wherever you go, whether it's Middleton or Verona or Fitchburg, or if you're visiting family in another state. You know, I think it's kind of that greater good feeling, and Dane by Local definitely kind of brings that all together by bringing everybody, all of the different chambers and advocates in Dane County together.
Kate Miller, president of the Middleton Chamber. Again, the website is middletonchamber.com. Kate, thanks so much for your time today on this Thanksgiving weekend, and enjoy Small Business Saturday. We appreciate it, Kate.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. We'll talk a little bit more about some of these happenings, what else is taking place today for Small Business Saturday, and why we want to make sure you get out there and experience it, because it's a wonderful time of year. Be back in just a bit. Welcome back to the Solidarity Realty Studios. Listening to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Maybe you're catching the Facebook live stream or just listening on the Civic Media app. Wonderful way to catch the show. Anywhere in the world, by the way, you can do that. Civic Media app. Or, of course, you could catch us on TuneIn. You can tell your device, hey, play WTTN, or play Devil Radio on TuneIn, and you get us. Okay, all the ways to catch the show. Again, thanks to Kate Middleton for joining us. Kate Miller, excuse me, of Middleton Chamber for joining us. Kate Miller of the Middleton Chamber for taking some time with us here on this Thanksgiving weekend. This very special day, Small Business Saturday. It's really kind of an interesting time, right? You've got Thanksgiving, then we have Black Friday, and then small businesses get highlighted today. Small Business Saturday. Now, as I tell you every single week, on this show, I want you to go local, buy local, be local every single day. I want you to think local first all the time. We understand in our society there's place for all the stores and all the restaurants and, you know, all of the service providers. We get it. We get it. But there are so many opportunities for you to get gifts, get services, support local businesses, and at the same time support your community in the process, and your local nonprofits as well, because we know that small businesses are the highest donators and the most common donors to schools and nonprofits in your community. So the dollars just continue to cycle and give back. And that's how you get those statistics like Kate was just talking about, 68 cents of every dollar or $68 of every $100 that's spent in a community stays in that community at a local business. It's spent at a local business stays in your community right here. Whereas if you go to a chain or you go to a large organization like that that's not locally owned and operated, only 46 cents recirculate. So that's an opportunity for you to reinvest, to invest in your community like we've been talking about these last several days. The other thing that I think is so critical as we look at all of this is just those unique items. And Kate brought it up in the interview as well. You can find unique gift items or just unique items for yourself or what have you that you just can't find anywhere else, especially when you're looking at local artists, jewelry makers, crafters of all kinds. There are just some really unique items that, again, were a design, a concept of a local artist or someone here that put a lot of time and thought and energy and effort and passion into creating something that then they make available to a consumer. And that, I don't know, that's just pretty cool to me, right? When you can get something that no one else has, an exact replica of, that's pretty cool. I really enjoy those opportunities as well as a consumer. So think of those things, just trying to put that on your radar. Some interesting things going on today as we will talk with the Sun Prairie Chamber and get more into the Dan by Local Passport program here in the second half of the show. But we do have some friends in different parts that are highlighting items today. One of those is our friend Colin Murray over at Kylie's Gift Cottage over in Middleton. And Kylie's Gift Cottage today during Small Business Saturday says, spend $50 in our store today and receive a box of Bev's Famous Fudge while supplies last. So, Colin and Michael and the team, and Kylie, of course, Kylie's their dog, they've got fudge for you if you spend $50 at their store today. Kylie's Gift Cottage over in Middleton, 6711 Frank Lloyd Wright Avenue in Middleton. You can check them out online, or you can just head over there to 6711 Frank Lloyd Wright Avenue in Middleton and look at all of the fun items they have there, a bunch of one-of-a-kind items there too. And you can get some fudge if you spend $50 at Kylie's Gift Cottage today. Also, don't forget that the Dan by Local Passport program is still going on, and we're going to delve into some more specifics with our next guest on the other side of the break. But this passport program continues to give back, right? So Lenica's been getting receipts from people every single week, drawing prizes every single week. So again, the way it's working is if you spend $10 or more at any of the more than 150 businesses listed in the passport, which you can find at danebylocal.com, or you can get a copy of the passport at all of these stores, you submit a copy of your receipt of a purchase of $10 or more. Multiple receipts can be submitted, as many as you want. And then your name is entered into a drawing for a gift card. And most of those gift cards are valued at $25 or more. So you spend $10, you have an opportunity to win $25 gift card or more. Some of these items are more than $25 gift cards. So you have, one, it's fun. Number two, you have a chance to win a prize and more than double the money you spent. And at the same time, you're getting out to support some of these local businesses, finding unique gift items, not pushing that, you know, that shopping all the way up to the deadline of the holiday. It's less stressful for you as well if you find some unique, wonderful, amazing gifts in advance of the holiday and you're not stressing out right towards the end to get that gift right before the deadline like some of us have done over the years. Guilty as charged in the past, but I've gotten so much better. And I'm getting gifts well in advance now instead of waiting till the last minute. So the passport program is going on. You should take a look at that. You should participate. So many wonderful places involved. Again, danebylocal.com. Before we head to break, though, I have to say a big thank you to our wonderful and amazing friends that are supporting us and this program every week. Every week, we get support from Evolution Financial, SUPEC, EvolutionFinPlan.com, Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles at easyop.com. Whether you have a home office or whether you work in an office, EasyOP, you can be an EasyOP customer. It's easy. New sponsor, Ula Eyewear. Brittany and the team at Ula Eyewear, they are open today at Hilldale, and you can check them out. Got some money to spend on a health savings account or flex account? Go to Ula Eyewear. We'll be back after the break to talk with Barbara of the Sun Prairie Chamber. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Thanks for joining us for today's program. Again, a big thank you to our sponsors, Evolution Financial, Easy Office Products, Ula Eyewear, and more. More coming in 2023 to join the ranks of supporting this show, highlighting local businesses and organizations, and making sure that you are out there getting the message to think local first and go local, buy local, be local. Okay. It is time to catch up with our friend Barbara Bailing over at the Sun Prairie Chamber of Commerce. And Barbara, it's a big day today, Small Business Saturday, a huge day for all of our local businesses, especially in Sun Prairie. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It is, you know, it's a busy day. I stopped at three businesses before I came in, got my locally brewed cup of coffee, picked up some vino for the weekend, and down at my favorite rock shop here in Sun Prairie. And so they were a steady flow of business, which is great.
Yeah, and Sun Prairie is very supportive of your local and small businesses. Talk a little bit about your role as the chamber, who is, you know, pro business for all businesses, but really making sure that you're also highlighting those local businesses today and throughout the year.
You know, that's so true. You know, we support all of our business members, and that is, you know, from the mom and pop to, you know, a major corporation that is based here. But, you know, this time of year, we certainly know that it's the small businesses that are the business driver of the community. I mean, they're the economic driver. And so anytime that we can support small, we love doing that. We appreciate it. And, you know, in the gift buying season, I always like to say it's, you know, it's the small shops that support the soccer team and your annual event, and they're the sponsors of the local play, you know, not the 1-800 number that you call somewhere around the world. So, you know, support small because it all comes back to you.
Hey, Barbara, one of the really unique and fun small businesses right in Sun Prairie is our friend Marta Hansen over at the Piano Gal Shop. And she's been there for a while. I was just looking at some of the things she has set up for today, extended hours, some really unique musical instruments. And everybody loves music at the holidays, right? So the Piano Gal Shop, definitely one you should check out today in this holiday season.
Absolutely. You know, she has some great things in her store with some great sales. You know, she's one that, you know, whenever it comes to community, she's there to support it. You know, another fun little shop like Meant to Bead. They're, you know, if you enjoy beading or jewelry, they have some great things happening there. We've got a fun little clothing boutique in downtown Sun Prairie, along with a screen printing shop. You know, they all have something going today. And if you're into vintage, we have that too. You know, there's a little something for everybody in downtown Sun Prairie. And it's kind of eclectic. It's a fun little sunny walk up and down the street today. So, you know, enjoy it. And just know that you're really supporting those local owners who are residents. And what did I hear? That for every $100 spent locally, $68 of that stays local.
Yeah, it's incredible the impact you can have, community economic impact you can have by going with a local business. And again, like you've clearly laid out and we've talked about before, those items just so unique that you can find. Sun Prairie is a really interesting community, right, Barbara? Because you have that concentrated downtown that's wonderful and beautiful, but you have so many businesses kind of on Main Street, and then you've got kind of the west side that's really kind of built up, and there's local owners there too. So really kind of around the full Sun Prairie community, there are wherever you live, there's so many opportunities to go local.
Oh, there is. And, you know, a couple of great examples, you know, if you're going out to eat, Salvatore's, Buck and Honey's, you know, founded here in Sun Prairie, but now others around Madison get to enjoy their foods. Gus's Diner, which is like an old fashioned diner. And they have a segment coming up on the Food Network because they're so unique and kitschy. And it's like being in an old diner where you've got the round stools with the bright glowing red cushion on top. It's a fun little place to be. And, you know, also in Sun Prairie this year, we opened a children's museum, which is great for the little ones, probably up to about 10 years old. Great day of entertainment. And that's right on Main Street. You know, it goes from the historic downtown all the way out to Highway 19. And then, of course, the Prairie Lakes area.
Barbara, one thing, we're talking about Barbara Bailing over at the Sun Prairie Chamber. The website for more activities on the Sun Prairie Chamber is sunprairiechamber.com, sunprairiechamber.com. So invested in the community from the downtown to Main Street to the west side to all of the businesses there in the Sun Prairie area. But Barbara, one thing, when we look at the Dame by Local connection for Sun Prairie and the Passport program in particular, 32 mm-hmm. Sun Prairie businesses participating this year in the Passport. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. What a great way to highlight those businesses and great participation from the business community.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. You know, when I look through my booklet here, Sun Prairie has the largest amount of participants in the Passport program of any city outside of Madison. And so, you know, our community has embraced it. We fully support it. And, you know, I love this group because it just really highlights things that are created, made, invented, or, you know, it's how you can really dig your hands in and, you know, have fun with your family or make yourself even better.
And we also know a big thank you to presenting sponsor for the Passport program this year, Bank of Sun Prairie. Barbara, what about having a staple organization, financial institution like that right in your community? What has that done for Sun Prairie?
They're huge, you know, all the way from the Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium to, you know, they have two members are part of the ambassador team. And our board chair is actually with the Bank of Sun Prairie as well. They are a huge local supporter. Can't say enough good things about them. And, you know, when it comes to being local, supporting local, and promoting local, Bank of Sun Prairie does it better than anybody.
We're talking with Barbara Bailing of the Sun Prairie Chamber. sunprairiechamber.com is the website. Of course, you can find out more information about their activities there, also on socials, on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, Barbara, you know, we've been talking about all the really good things and amazing things and how the downtown has transformed, but we are not that far removed from the tragedies that happened downtown Sun Prairie. So talk about how the community has rebounded from that explosion that happened downtown.
Well, you know, a horrific explosion and, you know, Corey Barr lost his life protecting others. You know, our building was rocked. Our windows were blown out. We were shut down for a very long time until they deemed the building safe. You know, it really cemented those who live and work and visit the downtown area that, you know, this is a special place. And there are many in Sun Prairie who, you know, their lives started after the explosion, or that's how they count time. And, you know, hands down, talk about a small business, Corey's Widow opened the Burn Boot Camp, which is right behind our building. And, you know, part of her mission is to build strength, not only physically, but emotionally for people. So to have her lead the charge when she's raising two small children at the same time at the, you know, because of that explosion, you know, hats off to her, because that's the epitome of Sun Prairie Strong.
And it's just an inspiring display of community, watching how people came together, watching how they picked each other up. And, I was just reflecting on that. I was like, you know, that we're really not that far removed from that horrific event, but you'd go down there today and you would never know it. It's just, it's so vibrant down there. So many amazing local shops. It just seems like there's more and more of them appearing all the time. Even with COVID, even with some of these other economic challenges that we've had, it seems like people have been saying, I want to have a business, and I want it to be in Sun Prairie, and I want to invest in this community and bring that business and passion to it. And I just see more and more shops down there and really just making it a special place.
It really is. And as a fast growing community, you know, that creates opportunities. And here at the Chamber, we've written more than 30 acknowledgement letters for bounce back grants, which are $10,000 grants to help businesses start up when they move into vacant spaces. And we're very proud of that. And, you know, Shop Saturday is not just about early today, but, you know, at 5 o'clock tonight, there's a holiday lights parade with the fire trucks. There's music. And then I understand we might have a special visitor from the North Pole lighting the Christmas tree. So all of that starts at about right around, you know, you better get down here at about 4:30. And those events go through about 8 o'clock tonight. So come down, have some fun in Sun Prairie, and, you know, see why it's a vibrant new community, and check out all the small businesses.
Talking with Barbara Bailing over at the Sun Prairie Chamber of Commerce. Barbara, so yeah, I mean, Small Business Saturday today, wonderful things happening in Sun Prairie. You definitely should go support them. Pick up a passport in any of those shops, and you can participate in the program to win prizes like we've talked about. It's very simple, easy, and fun, and so many opportunities when you're in Sun Prairie or downtown or any of the pieces of the community. And then, of course, as you're navigating through that and you get hungry, you got to pick a local option for that nourishment or that drink or what have you as well. Don't forget that as well. Some of my favorites right downtown, including Eddie's Ale House and others, love them and just love what they bring to your community. But Barbara, so you kind of laid out more reasons for people to come downtown today, and we want to encourage that. We also want to encourage them to support throughout the full holiday season. So anything else exciting or special dates ahead for Sun Prairie as we get into December?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really kicks off today, but then next weekend, there's some special events. There's been a holiday decorating contest, so you can come down and support that. It's really every weekend there's something happening in Sun Prairie between now and the holiday season. And, you know, it's a quaint, beautiful, old, historic downtown area. And, you know, you mentioned Eddie's. That building's been there for more than 130 years. And it's just fantastic. You can pick up a historical walking guide outside of our building and learn about some of the businesses here. And, you know, the screen printing shop, Razor Sharp, that had a mortuary in the top level. And so there have been ghost hunters in that building and to find some paranormal activity. So that's a fun little story about the downtown here. And there used to be a skywalk because there was two dance halls on opposite sides of the street, and it was a nickel as a toll to cross. But then there was some argument, and so then the toll bridge was closed down. But a lot of great history downtown here. And you know, just check it out if you haven't been here in a long time, because it's vastly different, has great character, and those who know it love it and keep coming back.
Barbara, thanks so much for what you do with the Sun Prairie Chamber of Commerce and participating in the Passport program. And thanks for your time today joining us on Let's Get Local.
My pleasure. And thank you for what you do. It's, you know, it's work like yours that creates an awareness, and small businesses truly support that. Thank you.
We'll be back to finish the show right after this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the high. Hey, we're back here to finish up this special Small Business Saturday edition of Let's Get Local here for you. Really glad that you could tune in and join us. And hopefully you're out supporting small businesses today as well. Shopping small this Saturday. Again, keep shopping small throughout the holiday season as well. And so many businesses have shopping in person available online. But some of the special deals that are highlighted today, Small Business Saturday, you have to get out and go into those businesses today. It's a wonderful day weather-wise, whether you drive a little bit, walking, anything, it's great to get around. So please take advantage of the weather today. Get out and shop small and go local, buy local, be local today. So this has been such an important day for so many, like we've talked about. It is something that a lot of the small businesses have put so much time and energy and effort and planning into. So I'm really hopeful that you're getting out there and stopping in, saying hello. Man, find it. If the owner's there, thank them for bringing this business to your community. So many different opportunities for you to participate and support them. And again, help your local economy at the same time. As we've talked about, the economic benefits for your local community are drastically increased when you shop local versus going for the big chain. So have we emphasized that enough today? I think so. Anyway, I really want to thank Kate Miller of the Middleton Chamber for joining us today. You know, Middleton has some amazing businesses, as we just got done talking with Barbara Bailing of Sun Prairie, so about so many businesses there. Middleton, too, is so many amazing businesses. I want to go through the Passport here real quick before we do anything else, because we highlighted Sun Prairie and Middleton today. We also wanted to put plugs in for the Latino Chamber and the Black Chamber, as well as we reached out and we're hopeful to get them on today's program to highlight those chambers in our community. Unfortunately, couldn't catch them today, but we will work to get them on an upcoming show, because those are two very important chambers in our community for equity, and also so many small business owners, members of those chambers as well. But when we look at the Passport and communities that are participating in the Passport this year, Belleville, Cambridge, so many wonderful little businesses right in downtown Cambridge. Cottage Grove, DeForest, Windsor, Fitchburg. Bunch of businesses in Madison. We've got downtown businesses. We've got north side businesses, west side businesses, south side. So many businesses in Madison and different neighborhoods and areas. Monroe Street, all places you can find those businesses. Marshall, of course, Middleton, as we've highlighted. Oregon, and my friend Dan and Elizabeth at the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe have special deals with the Passport. So, I mean, if you're in the southern area or even just a little bit south of Madison, drive through Oregon, stop at the Chocolate Caper, stop at Kickback Cafe. They're side-by-side businesses and incredible family, great mission. We've talked to Dan on the show before. We will talk to him and hopefully Elizabeth again in the future, because I absolutely love what they do and what they've brought to the community of Oregon. Heirloom Cast Iron Cookware. Terry with Heirloom Cast Iron Cookware has some of the most unique, durable, decades-lasting, centuries-lasting gifts that you could ever find. So he is one to check out at Heirloom Cast Iron Cookware. The community of Stoughton. Of course, great participation in Sun Prairie. Verona with the Purple Goose and others there. Wanakee. Some good ones up there. And then there's some businesses in this passport that basically are online businesses, and you can participate with them as well. So if you get the Dane by Local passport, go to danebylocal.com. Dane, D-A-N-E-B-U-Y, local.com. You check out the passport. Do business with any of these businesses. Shop at any of them for $10 or more. Again, you can easily spend $10 or more, any passport business between, started November 1st, goes through December 19th. Email a copy of the receipt to Lenica. The email address is right there. Then you get entered in for a prize drawing for each one of those receipts that you submit. So you have opportunities to get more prizes, more gift cards, donated from local businesses. And it's just, I mean, wins across the board with the Dane by Local Passport program. So again, danebylocal.com, all those communities. What am I getting at? I'm getting at that it's easy, no matter where you live in this area, this listening area. There's a business that I just mentioned, in a community I mentioned that you're close by, that you could go and shop at a local business, number one. Number two, you've got online options with the majority of these businesses, if not all. And number three, you can just shop with the online businesses too in this guide. So easy, easy, easy. Support, community, helping your community thrive. That's what the Passport program's all about. And again, presented by Bank of Sun Prairie. Thanks to Kate Miller for joining us from the Middleton Chamber. Thanks to, once again, to Barbara of the Sun Prairie Chamber for being involved. Before I let you go today, though, I've got to remind you about a going out of business sale. So this is very specific to office supplies, desktop office supplies. But Jackson Office Supplies, 4622 Femrite Drive, everything must go. It is a going out of business sale now. They have all kinds of items for your desktop, whether you're a student, whether you're a teacher, whether you are buying gifts for a student or a teacher, whether you have a home office or whether you work at an office. And these are great deals with 70 to 80% off all items, 70 to 80% off all high quality items. Great deals for anybody, including nonprofits. You got a tight budget, right? Jackson Office Supplies. Now, it's a warehouse. It's going out of business sale. You got to go there. You got to roll up your sleeves a little bit. But you can find some incredibly good quality items that you need, will use for your office, and you'll get an incredible deal. These also make good stocking stuffers too, right? Pens and pencils and smaller things for your desktop, organizational items, trays and other things like that. All can work so well. So Jackson Office Supplies going out of business sale now while supplies last. Jackson Office Supplies, 4622 Femrite Drive, or call them 608-628-4551. 608-628-4551, Jackson Office Supplies. Check them out. Melvin and his wife, great people. Help them move their product out because they're trying to retire and go out of business. Support small businesses today. Thanks for tuning in. Be you, but think local first. Go local, buy local, be local. Catch you next week.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.